gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited Q2 FY2024 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audits are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Tushar Bhandari, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Ankit Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Tushar Bhandari to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our earnings conference call for the quarter ended and half year ended FY24. Let me first brief you on the operational highlights, after which our CFO, Mr. Ankit Agarwal, will take you through the financials. Let me start with the macroeconomic scenario around our industry. In the context of mixed global macroeconomic due to war and looming economic slowdown, the liquor segment in India has showcased consistent stability, with consumption pattern remaining resilient during the period. Today, India is among the world's fastest growing beverage market in alcohol sector. The reasons are an increased urban population and rising disposable income, which are anticipated to fuel the development of India's alcohol market. Furthermore, premiumization as well as growth in the out-of-home segment are driving value growth in the alcohol market. The Indian liquor market has changed due to the emergence of affordable premium labels and people's changing habits, particularly among the young generation. The Indian-made foreign liquor and Indian-made Indian liquor, wine and imported alcohol comprise the majority of the alcohol industry. In India, among these categories, whiskey dominate the IMFL category. Furthermore, gin is also gaining significance owing to the increase in pub, hotel and restaurants, as well as evolving nightlife and consumer preferences. In the quarter ended FY24, the company reported a substantial revenue of 170 crores, signifying a 17% growth on year-on-year basis. The notable expansion is the testimony to the company's robust market position and the increased demand for its product among the customers. A key driver behind this growth was company's successful expansion into the new markets and strategic enhancement of its presence in the existing region. These efforts not only bolstered the revenue figures but also laid a strong foundation for the company's long-term sustainable and enduring market presence. Despite challenges posed by rising input costs, particularly in critical materials like grain, the company demonstrated resilience by focusing on operational efficiency, implementing prudent cost control measures. The company managed to counter the impact of escalating input price. The approach ensured stability and financial resilience, safeguarding the company's bottom line. Furthermore, a significant milestone was achieved with the completion of the ethanol manufacturing facility within the existing factory premises at Baroha, MP. The commencement of the facility's trial run marked a crucial step towards the full-scale commercial production in the coming month. The strategic expansion aligns seamlessly with the company's growth initiative, enabling diversification of its product offering and further strengthening the company's position in the market. The expansion of the bottling line is in full swing. We are expected to commence the operation in the new bottling hall in this financial year. I would like to hand over the call to our CFO. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ankit.
Thank you, Tushaji. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this earnings call today. I'll start by providing an overview of the company's financial performance for the quarter and half year ended FY24, after which we will move on to the question and answer session. The net revenue from operations stood at 170 crores, which was an increase of about 17% year-on-year. EBITDA was reported at 19.5 crores, which grew at 81% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin reported at 11.4%. Profit after tax for the quarter was 13.5 crores, which grew at 80% year-on-year, and PAT margin was reported at 7.89%. On a half-year basis, for the financial year FY24, our net revenue from operations stood at 327 crores, which was a marginal decline of 1% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 38 crores, which grew at by 22% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin reported at 11.57%. Profit after tax was 26 crores, which grew by 23% year-on-year, and PAT margin was reported at 7.88%. On the operational front for the quarter, IMIL sales volume declined by 33% year-on-year to around 8.8 lakhs cases. IMFL proprietary sale volume grew by 10% year-on-year to around 33.9 lakhs cases. IMFL licensed brand sales volume grew by 11% year-on-year to around 3.6 lakhs cases. While merchant ENA sale volume grew by 93% year-on-year to around 7.7 million MLPA. On revenue front, IML revenue declined by 14% year-on-year to 44 crores. IMFL property revenue grew by 13% year-on-year to 27 crores. IMFL licensed brand revenue grew by 11% year-on-year to 43 crores. While merchant ENA revenue grew by 103% year-on-year to 46 crores. The GST Council in its 52nd meeting has kept the ENA used for manufacturing of alcohol for human consumption out of ambit of GST and empower the state government to decide the taxability of such ENA. The ENA used for industrial use will be within the ambit of GST. The company's stance on the ENA taxability is aligned with the stand of GST Council since the GST law came into force, that is 2017. This is a welcome step from the GST Council as this will ensure avoiding unnecessary tax litigation. This is all from my side in terms of financial performance is concerned. Thank you. Now we can open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyans, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Regarding this commencement of commercial production of distillery of ethanol project, you said that will it commence within this financial year or during the next month, December?
So basically, the commercial this thing will start in the month of December.
Okay, and then how much time, like, will it take to assume 100% utilization capacity?
Basically, for the plant, after the plant start manufacturing, there will be certain days required for stability, and post those certain days, it will achieve the 100% production capacity.
Because like last time I said that, like, immediately, yeah, it will start like for the full production.
Pardon me?
During last call, you said that like it will not take much time to have this ramp up.
Yes, I'm just saying 15 days will require that.
Okay, 15 days is enough, no problem. So second thing, what will be our basic raw material to produce ethanol, this surplus rice or broken grain or maize? And what is the cost for all those things and the availability also?
Basically, right now, see, we've got a multiple grain field plant. So depending on the availability and the pricing of the grain, we keep on switching from one grain to another depending on the economics of the same. So at present, as rice is quite expensive, so we are using maize. So it will completely depend on the economics of the particular crop at that point of time.
But like, what about this? But what about this? You know, like you can say, extraction of ethanol, like whether like cost per liter will be more for maize or for rice or for broken cane kind of thing, is like.
It completely depends on the cost economics. Like for example, rice has got a higher starch content, so the alcohol extraction would be higher. But the price of rice is much higher right now. Starch content in corn is slightly lesser, and it's available at a much cheaper price than rice. So right now it's more economic towards corn.
To prove for the corn, yes, you are right. And then like, what kind of EBITDA margin do we consider for this if you use, for example, prevailing price of maize to produce 1 liter of ethanol? So what will be our EBITDA margin?
Around 7%.
7%. And what the rate of this, like this is, I think this for the grain based ethanol, the price is fixed by OMC. So what the rate is, it 58 or 64?
No. So recently with a substantial increase in the price of the grains, okay, the, everybody, all the ethanol manufacturers have represented to the Petroleum Ministry. And Petroleum Ministry for the first time within a short period of time has again increased the rate by 3 to 4 rupees. So right now from corn it's 66 rupees.
66 rupees for the corn?
Yes.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, sir, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Rathod, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning, Rishabh.
Yeah, firstly, congratulations for good set of number. I had a question regarding the ENA volume. So basically, there was a substantial increase in the ENA sales in Q2. So what was the reason behind that?
Basically, there was a substantial, the reason mainly an increase of ENA sale in Q2 was that in Punjab, as the ethanol prices have gone up, most of ENA, Punjab is the ENA supplier. So most of the Punjab units have started manufacturing ethanol. So there was a slight shortage in the ENA and there was a huge requirement. And apart from that, we had a stock from the previous month. So we liquidated the entire stock. So that's why there was an increase, substantial increase of ENA sales.
Okay, okay. And what was the reason behind the decline in the IMIL sales?
See, basically, the company is completely moving its focus towards the premiumization of its product. So company is focusing on, as IML is towards the lower end of the market, is one of the lowest end. So company has started moving since last 5-6 years. In the earlier conference call also, we said that we want to increase our IMFL production and increase the sale of the value-added products. So company's focus is completely moving towards its own product. So in IMFL, the company's sale increase, as you've seen, is 13% from Q on Q. In IMFL licensed brand, the sale is increased by 11% on Q. So company is completely focused moving towards its own product and value-added products and premiumization also.
Okay. So our margins are still lower compared to earlier years of 15 to 20%. So what is the reason for, you know, this fall, and also when can we, you know, get to that particular level of margins?
The major reason for margin is the escalation in the raw material prices. So if we move to the same prices which it was used to be earlier, then we'll be able to reach to that level of margin. So currently the prices of rice is at a peak level. In fact, it is again started heading towards north. Prices of glass and the other products are at a, you know, elevated level. So once we start seeing the, you know, cooling of prices in these commodities, we'll again start seeing the margin of 15 to 16%. But what margin we have reported currently, we are expected to, you know, have this steady state margin going forward.
And apart from that, in spite of increase in the raw material price, from last year we have almost increased our margin by almost around 70 to 80%, and that is purely on the focus of premiumization and sale, increase in sale of our premium products. So that is the go-to market right now for us, and that's the strategy for us. Because that can only increase the margin of the company if you sell more of the premium products.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you. And good luck for your upcoming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Modi from Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to the management. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My first question to you guys was, when our ethanol production is supposed to in Q4 when we operate at, say, 70-80% capacity, what is the kind of revenue run rate addition are we looking at for that capacity? Say, right now we are at a revenue run rate of 170-180 crores. So what kind of quarterly revenue estimate at full, say, 70-80% capacity utilization, not full?
So at the current price of the ethanol, what the government is giving, in a full capacity, we are expecting somewhere between 15 to 18 CR of monthly run rate.
Monthly run rate.
New revenue won't. This is the monthly number, so you can calculate a quarterly number based on that.
Got it. Thank you so much. And in terms of margins, if you could just tell us the margin, say, so merchant ENA, IML, IMFL proprietary, IMFL license, and say ethanol, roughly, broadly, what would be the margin profile? I'm not exactly, say, like the exact numbers, but broad range, say, IML would be the lowest, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so basically, on the product-wise, if I go, on the ENA side, it's somewhere around 8 to 10%. And on IML side, it's around somewhere around 7 to 8%. On IMFL, the margin is around 15%.
Okay. And could you just elaborate on the new states that you spoke about? How is the market developing? Like last year, Kerala was very good for us. Now that we've entered new state, how are things picking up? Because I see IMFL proprietary has also seen good volume growth of 10% and license has also seen 11% growth. So if you could elaborate on that, please. That last question. Thank you.
Basically, the new states we've entered are faring really well. And we are also planning to enter other states in the coming quarters. So we are also looking at, say, for example, Goa, Odisha, Pondicherry. These are the states we are looking at. Plus, apart from this, what the company is also doing is company is moving completely towards the premiumization of its product. We have recently launched a premium gin by the name of rum. We've already launched by the name of Central Province Rum, and now we are planning to launch a super premium gin, which will be out in the market in a month or two. MP, we've already launched it, so that will be a handcrafted premium gin. And post that, the company is planning to launch a blended scotch. So we are expecting to enter the market, the major markets like Maharashtra and other states with these premium products, so which will give an increase in the EBITDA.
Got it. Sorry, I just missed the margins that we make on the ethanol side of things.
Around 7 to 8.
All right. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. My first question was on the ENA. On ENA side, you mentioned that there has been some shortage because of lower supply from Punjab. So just wanted to understand, has there been any increase in prices? Because our realization has remained more or less same for ENAs.
Yes, so the prices of ENA has also increased in line with the increase in ethanol price.
But the major movement we are seeing, you know, in future. So in the September quarter, the prices are more or less stable. But you know, since this scarcity value will be able to derive from going forward, you will see in this quarter the numbers of the realization of ENA should be more than the previous quarter.
Okay. Can you quantify by how much the prices would have gone up?
So from a rupees or, for example, from a sale price of 60 rupees, it's gone to almost 66, 67.
Okay, and for how long you anticipate this situation to persist?
It'll completely depend on the grain price also and the ethanol price also. So everything is correlated. But I think this is a sustainable price and it can go up further from here around 3 to 4%.
Okay, fair enough. And could you comment on our raw material price basket, how it has moved sequentially as well as compared to last year?
So raw material prices basket is concerned, so raw material is sequentially, we are stable for the current year. But now, in this quarter, we are seeing a little uptick in the price. As far as the price from last year concerned, the raw material prices are more or less stable, but we have seen a decline in the prices of the coal, and the glass prices are stable at elevated level.
Okay. So given that prices have remained stable on YOY basis, are we pushing for any price hike currently?
Price hike wherever we could take, we have already taken, because most of the states have got an excise year of starting from April. And in being a liquor industry and different states having different policies, it's very difficult to take a substantial price hike. So that's why companies moving into premiumization and introducing new brands so that there they can take a good pricing.
Okay. Okay. And for the ethanol business, would you be able to highlight what would be the kind of working capital requirement that would be needed for that business?
So working capital requirement, as in that, it will be similar to what we are having currently. So we'll be able to meet it from our own internal accruals as far as. So there should not be any borrowing in that terms, but will be similar to what we are having currently.
Okay, okay, got it. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Nivishay. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I have two questions, both on ethanol side. So what is the current price of broken rice and maize to produce 1 liter of ethanol? And any views or expectations of new policy of on ethanol front?
Am I audible?
Yeah. So I have two questions, both on ethanol side. Basically, what is the current price of broken rice and maize to produce 1 liter of ethanol? And the second one is, any views or expectations of new policy on ethanol front?
I still didn't get your question. You know, your voice is a little hazy.
Sorry to interrupt, Aditya, but your sound is sounding a little muffled. Are you speaking from a headset phone right now? Because
I am using a headset. Is it better now?
A little, but it's like muffled, your voice.
Hello. Is it better now?
Right. Yeah, go ahead. You can try again.
So what is the current size?
We will be able to understand then. You know, instead of putting all together, you can just break your questions to part pieces and pass. That will help.
Okay. What is the current size of broken rice and maize to produce 1 liter of ethanol?
So currently the maize is around 21,000, if you speak currently, and the rice will be around 23,000 to 24,000.
And sir, what are the views or expectations of new policy on ethanol front?
What policy?
Which would be coming in November, the price changes off in November.
So basically in ethanol, what is there is that the government has recently given the price increase around a month and a half back. But still, as the prices of commodities have increased, we've again approached the government to increase the price, and government is considering the same. But right now, we are not seeing a price increase in anytime soon. But the representation is there, and the talks are going on that.
Okay, thank you. That was all on my side. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ritwik Agarwal from Inesia Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I have one bookkeeping question, that capex of ethanol plant we have incurred, is it capitalized or flown in P&L?
Sorry, come again?
The capex we have incurred on ethanol plant.
No, it's in CWIP. Once we commercialize the production, then on that day it will get capitalized.
Okay, we have seen a quarter and quarter decrease in volumes for IMFL propriety and IMFL license. So is it some seasonal impact or some other, if you can give some color on it?
There's the increase in the AMFL proprietary and license, Anna. There is no decrease in terms of volume as well as in terms of value. Both terms, it has increased.
So AMFL proprietary from Q1Q has increased by 30%, and AMFL license brand has increased by 11%.
No, I was asking from quarter 1 FY24 to quarter 2 FY24.
Okay, so sequential quarter. So see, this quarter is, you know, it's a seasonal quarter. So in terms of that number, it should be down, but it will again pick up in the Q3 and Q4 once the season come back. So it's a cyclic in nature.
Okay, and one more question I had was, can you throw some color on the time required from procurement of raw materials to manufacturing?
Sorry, what required?
Time required from, like, days required from procurement of raw materials to manufacturing of...
It's maximum 1 week.
1 week, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. I'll join by the question queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question.
Avitan nahi hai.
The next question is from the line of...
Avitan nahi bol rahe star one sector.
The next question is from the line of Priyans, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Regarding this...
I think we have lost Priyans. The next call is from the line of Harsh Shah. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So my question is again on the ethanol plant which we are setting up. I believe we have incurred capex of around 140 crore. So if we go by the run rate of around 17 crore per month, but you give fetches revenue of 204 crores and you've added margin of around 7.5%. So that's EBITDA of 15 crore below which I would get my depreciation interest. So if I see the ROCE for this business comes to a mid-single digit kind of a number, 6-7%. So just wanted to understand, I mean, what could be the peak ROCE for this business? Just wanted to get the numbers right.
You see, ROCE will be the same. So what number we have told is from the ethanol plant, ethanol sales. You know, there will be some byproducts which also be coming that will also add up to the revenue and the margin of this particular segment. So ROC, in terms of ROC, it should be similar to what we are having currently.
Plus, apart from that, the government is also giving a subsidy
which
of 1.5 rupee.
Subsidy will get again 1.5 from the government. That will also add up to the profit. So this is what we have given you, the revenue and rate from the sale of ethanol.
Okay, so subsidy for raw materials, so that will be added realization that the government will give you?
It will be subsidy on the sales. So whatever ethanol we said, we'll get around 1 rupees from the government.
1.5 rupee extra, okay. I'll get from the government as a production link subsidy.
Okay. And for sale of around 200 crores of ethanol, how much can we get from the byproducts and feed?
Around 10% of the top line.
And that would be straight away, that would flow into bottom line?
Yes. More or less, but there will be additional cost involved in the processing, but yeah. So for net revenue, so EBITDA terms, whatever is the total turnover, it will be 7-8% of the EBITDA of the entire turnover.
Okay, so 200 crore plus 10% byproducts and 7-8% of that of entire 220-225 crore.
Correct. Yes, and plus additional...
Okay. And plus subsidy which you will get.
Yeah, direct that will add to EBITDA.
All right, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vignesh SBK from Seema Wealth. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just want to understand the medium-term goal for the company. Are we focusing more on ethanol side or... towards our main business kind of thing?
Medium-term and the long-term goal of the company is to increase the sale of the value-added products. See, alcohol is primarily a commodity. Alcohol, whatever we sell, whatever we produce would be sold. Because government's target is by 2025, the government has to reach a 20% blending of ethanol. And right now, across India, it's only 10%. And the states like MP, it's hardly 5 to 6%. And the balance is coming in MP from other states. So there's a huge gap available in that. So that's a pure commodity. You don't have to, there are only two companies whom you have to sell. And it's completely based on the tender. So the focus is completely and purely on the basis of the value-added products and increase the sale of its premiumized premium products.
Okay, got it. And the second one is on the our capacity utilization. What will be the percentage now? And going forward, any capex lined up for the next 2 years?
The capacity utilization is almost 95 to 100%. The capex lined up for next 2 years is one of the capex which is already under process. Is we are setting up a new complete bottling hall of around 10 lines. So that will attract a capex. Total capex would be around 30 crores. Plus apart, so that is the major capex which is there in line.
So the capex should be sufficient for our growth, like in the next 2 years. I just want to understand on that.
Yes. But depends on the, there is also, once the sale of our products increase, we can, we are also contemplating of increasing the ENA capacity.
Okay. And last one, are we any trading business kind of thing? We just sell, buy it and brand it and sell it, or we just manufacture it and sell the product?
No. So IMFL proprietary brands are completely on our own brands, which are we are manufacturing and selling. And as I told you that recently we've launched a super premium product also. That is a handcrafted gin, which would be MRP'd at around 2,500 rupees a bottle.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's it for my side. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyans, who's a individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Regarding this ethanol project, so once we ramp up in 15 days, 20 days, whatever, so then we will be able to utilize it, say, 90+, 95+, or will it be 70-80% utilization?
No, around 90%.
90%, very good. And like you mentioned, 7-8% is the EBITDA, but suppose if we also consider this depletion, etc., then what will be our PBT, for example, profit before tax from this unit, say monthly, for example, approximate?
Basically, that exact number, though, we cannot give forthcoming numbers, but on a broader mark, we have given you the details.
Okay. And then regarding this new product, like new territory, so are we also planning to launch brandy? Because I think the brandy is completely missing from our portfolio.
We are already selling brandy, and we are the fifth largest player in Kerala. Our brandy is selling very in good volume, so we are doing around 1.2 lakh cases per month in Kerala.
Okay.
We are the only first ones in the world to launch white brandy, which is doing almost around 15,000 cases per month in Kerala.
Okay, very good. And my last question, what is the price of maize currently, and what was the average price of maize during the last quarter, during September quarter, I mean?
So currently, maize is around 21,000. And it is again, like I said earlier, it is again headed towards north. And last quarter, it was around 20,000, which we have reported.
Okay. And then regarding this new market, like you said that we are trying to launch Maharashtra and Goa. So after launching this, what about this like northern market? For example, this Rajasthan and this Punjab, Haryana, are we present there or not yet?
No. So basically, we are present in Delhi and other markets we are studying. So if we transport from here, the cost viability is not coming. So we are also looking, we have also explored Punjab, and we are exploring to manufacture it in Punjab. The Rajasthan, the price realization is quite less. So transporting from here would be not viable. So we are studying, we are under the process of studying each and every state.
No, but like that's a good proposition. But for example, in Punjab, if we don't set up our plant to be the capex light, we can have some bottling arrangement. Outside bottling.
So are we looking at this one? Spoken to three or four people for bottling arrangement there.
Oh, very good. Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritvik Agarwal from Inertia Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. I just had one more question. Like looking at the presentation, IMFL proprietary cases has shown a growth of 10%. So is it some sort of a sustainable rate or we can expect much higher? And what, can you give some number on it?
So right now it's on a sustainable range. And as we keep on increasing the markets, the volume would increase substantially.
Okay. And what kind of number, can you just give a sense on it, like rough ballpark range?
Basically, see, the thing is, it's all about clicking in the market. As you're aware, developing a brand in some other market is quite a difficult task, and it's a long-term journey. So one has to be patient and one has to look for opportunities, like we did in Kerala and other states. So similar kind of thing we will do in the new states which we are launching. And if we are able to play our cards well, I think the growth can also go up to 20%.
Okay, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will give it a moment. Since we have no further questions, I now hand over the conference to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in the earnings conference. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relationship managers at Valorem Advisors. Once again, we wish everyone a happy and a prosperous Diwali in advance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.